Before we get into today's episode, I'm extremely excited to let you know that my new book, Money Loves You, is available now. This book will help you transform your relationship with money and grow your wealth. It would mean so much to me if you checked it out. Click the link in the description to grab your copy. All right, now let's get into today's episode.
Why does it seem that everyone has more money than you? The truth is, there are a lot of misconceptions out there and what it means to be wealthy versus looking wealthy.
Welcome to Financially Free, the show dedicated to helping you grow your wealth and experience financial freedom. I'm Julia Carlson, author, CEO, and founder of a wealth management firm, as well as a financial advisor, bringing you over 25 years of experience to help you win with money. Join me each week to shift your mindset and relationship with money, as well as learn practical strategies to grow your wealth.
I have seen it all. I have seen people that don't look wealthy and have a lot of wealth. And I've also seen people that look very wealthy, have a lot of nice things, and don't have true wealth. They don't have a backup plan. They're not financially independent, which to me, when I think about being wealthy, financial independence is simply having enough assets that create income without you having to go to work for the income. And those assets are producing an income that satisfies your lifestyle, not anybody else's lifestyle, but your lifestyle. So you get to define what financial independence is for you and what wealthy means to you. But let me tell you right now, most people probably don't have more money than you. It can sometimes just appear to be that way. According to Northwestern Mutual, the average American has around $23,000 in debt. And I would say that's consumer debt, not including their mortgage. So things like credit cards, auto loans, student loans, all of those types of debt. Based on that same Northwestern Mutual, the average American has $65,100 in savings. Now, this is excluding retirement assets, 401k. However, the median balance was much lower at $8,000. That figure probably provides a more accurate picture because it represents a middle value in which half the balances are lower than that and half are higher than that. 65,000 versus 8,000 median is very different. Okay, so let's talk about this appearance of looking wealthy versus being truly wealthy. Now, in today's age of social media, it's very easy to put on stage, put on camera, if you will, wealthy things. Hey, you could be in a parking lot and take a picture of the fancy car with you right there next to it, and it can appear to the world that you own that Lamborghini. But do you really? So you really can't trust what you're seeing out there on social media. If you want nice, here's what I would recommend. If you want nice things, I have always used that as motivation to work really hard. When we did have consumer debt, I worked really hard to pay off those debts so then I could create more free cash flow to get things like that do matter to me, like a family vacation, like nice things that I appreciate. So I would encourage you, if you have debt, specifically consumer debt, and you want to go on vacation, and you want to go shopping and have nice things, and you want a new car, like these are all competing priorities. That's what makes money hard, right? You have all these competing priorities and you want different things and you want more things. And there's nothing wrong with that. I like to say you can have all the things, but maybe not just all at the same time. And that is usually what gets people in trouble, where they spend all of their money, nothing left to save, and nothing left to reduce their debt. So there's a balance. I think for you, you have to understand what's important to you. Is it more important to look wealthy, or is it more important to you to have wealth, have assets that generate an income, that are building towards your financial independence? And here's where financial freedom comes in. Financial freedom happens when you know you are on your path. And that could mean enjoying nice things. And at the same time, you're putting the amount you need to put away for retirement. You're doing everything. Maybe it's a student loan. You're putting things towards your student loan to pay it off in the goal timeframe that's right for you, that you're saving for your kids' college education. All the things that are important to you in your financial plan. So really, the secret is having a financial plan gives you the discipline to be on track towards your financial independence, towards building your wealth. At the same time, that financial plan can allow for space for you to go on vacation. It can allow space for you to go shopping and have nice things. It can help you build the savings to go buy the car of your dreams. It's just a matter of putting discipline into your plan and into your future. So you know everything that you're doing is on purpose and intentional. I think what gets us in trouble is we may see something that we want and impulsively go get it without looking at how does that impact me financially? How does that impact my family? How does that impact the financial goals that we've already set? So that, I think, is a real key towards building that wealth. I think so much of the social pressure that we have out there, because so much of our lives are on social media, potentially, if you choose that, I think really it comes back to feeling grounded and trusting yourself and being in love with yourself. The more that you love yourself, the less you're going to look outward for approval, the less you're going to go to social media for approval. And I think you have to know thyself. Like, so for me, I have no problem going onto social media, seeing things that I don't have that inspire me. I'm not in lust or I'm not in this desire. I look at it as motivation. Like, oh man, it'd be amazing to go on that trip to Italy. Or it'd be amazing to have an outfit like that or shoes like that. But I don't look at it as I'm not going to deter my financial plan to go have those things. I'm going to incorporate it into my financial plan. So if that's important to me, then I'm going to sit down with my husband and we're going to figure out how do we make this a plan? How do we integrate this into our finances and make it happen if it's important to us? But I'm not going to go just make a rash decision and ruin our finances because I need to keep up with the Joneses. Like, I think the more that you have that self-trust and knowing thyself and that contentment, the less you're going to look outside for that approval. Here's what I've found when people are on a super intense financial plan, trying to get out of debt, mainly consumer debt, and not having a little fun in their lives. It can be kind of like a going on a really strict diet and then, you know, you go out to dinner and you binge or you have a treat and you're like, and the whole thing goes off plan, right? Well, I think with finances, it's the same thing. You should allow balance in your spending specifically while you're getting out of debt. So it's important that you can go on a date night with your partner. It's important that you can, you know, go get a new shirt for a special occasion. It's important that you, you know, do self-care, whether that be a massage or acupuncture or getting your hair done. I mean, whatever it is for you, it's important that you feel that self-love. You feel like you're not in a beans and rice situation, if you will. So I want my clients to feel like this abundant spirit while they're in the discipline of getting out of debt. So I want them to have both because I know that that is much more balanced in their ability to reach the goal. You know, human behavior has to be factored in. Behavioral finance is a real thing. If we looked at what the numbers tell us, you know, that would be one thing. But what I have found is people bring their own story, bring their own experience. And we're human. So we're going to make mistakes. We're going to spend more than we should. We're going to go off track. But so I think it's the more grace that we can extend to ourselves, to our partners, and know that you just keep showing up for yourself. You just keep trying and you have a financial plan. That's why the financial plans are so important. Now that we've cleared these big misconceptions that may make you feel like you're behind, you're really not. because you are your only competition. So you can only compare yourself to you. I just want to encourage you to not look outside of yourself for approval or for validation. Because when you look to the outside for validation, we will constantly come up short. We'll constantly come up feeling like we're behind, feeling like we have to do more. That will just create more, that will just create a cycle of never being good enough. This negative mindset that you're never going to get there, you're never going to get out of debt, and you're never going to do this. Like, that's just not energy we want to feed in your life. Okay, so there's a concept called wealth busters in my new book, Money Loves You. Wealth busters are thoughts that we have that get in the way of us really making progress with our finances. So thoughts like, I can't afford this. I'll never get out of debt. This is just too hard. I give up. That is something I hear all the time. That's the energy that we're putting towards our money and our thoughts. And so that's these negative mindsets, these wealth busters that are getting in the way. And so I have a free guide called 31 Hidden Wealth Busters. If you would like this, you can click on the link in my description and we'll get that over to you. But I think really taking the time to understand our negative mindsets around money and how they hold us back is super critical. And then how do we replace those wealth busters with wealth beliefs? With, I've got everything I need. I am resourced. I am intentional with my money. I am smart enough to do this. I have everything I need to build a financial plan. Like, just the energy of that feels so much different. And when you have that positive perspective, you make room for wonder. You make room for abundance. You make room for different energy to come in and support you. And then with that positive mindset, you can potentially look at things and say, oh, you know, that's something I would like to have. Here's how it would benefit me. Here's why I would like this. Not because someone else has it, not because it's going to make me appear wealthy, but because it's going to bring me joy, because it's going to make me happy, because it's going to allow a fun experience for my family. You know, that those are all enriching, right? Those things are enriching in our lives and actually help you become more of who you are. And for me, That's what I've seen as I've had nicer things show up in my life and worked really hard for those things. But it brings me joy. It brings fun. And I appreciate them at such a deep level. And I have those not because I want to look wealthy, not because I can, because I want them. And there's no defending what we want. Some things we just want things, and there's nothing wrong with wanting nice things. I love my work, and I always have. I have been in the financial services industry since I was 19. And I would say, looking back on my career, there are definitely times when I have been a workaholic. Yes, whether it's to avoid dealing with things in my personal life or getting probably outside validation and kudos and feeling recognized, that drove me to want more of that. And it was a chasing. And it brought me to here. And why I say that is I don't like to say I have regrets in life, but I am a recovering workaholic. I think the underlying thing of this is, are you looking to things that make you feel your own sense of self-worth? So for me, early on in my career, even mid-stage career, I was doing, getting recognition in hopes that I would feel worthy. And what I have come to learn now is that I am worthy without doing any of that. I am worthy without all of the money. I'm worthy without all of the fancy things, without all the nice clothes, without all the designer purses. I am worthy just as a being, just as you are worthy. So there's nothing that we can own that will make you feel worthy. That's, I think, when people get this chase for more, this chase for achievement, they're really chasing this feeling of feeling that self-worth. So in my book, there's a quote that I say, your self-worth must always be bigger than your net worth. So who you become in building a business, who you become in building a career, in building wealth, in growing your assets, in becoming financially independent, who you become in that is really the magic. It really is, because you find contentment in your own worth, not looking outside for that feeling of worthiness. All right, this is a tough subject. So let me know your thoughts around what we discussed today. And if it helped you shift your mindset at all, because my hope is that we do have that strong sense of self-love and self-worth. Because then, you know, material things are fun, are nice, are enjoyable, but they're not what creates, you know, our true wealth. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating wherever you listen to podcasts and follow Financially Free to stay up to date with future episodes. I'll see you next week. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC.